Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from January 11, 2020 to January 15, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On January 11, here were the news. Bitcoin's big drop again coincides with dollar bounce in Forex markets. Aragon acquires voting project Voktoni to flesh out decentralized governance stack. Bitcoin plummets as miners sell inventory, spot markets panic. Tether mints record 2 BUSDT in 1 week. First mover, cryptocurrency euphoria hits breaking point as miners lose nerve. On January 13, here were the news. BitGo taps former Coinbase exec Jeff Horowitz as chief compliance officer. Goldman Sachs exec says more institutional investment would calm Bitcoin volatility. Crosstower launches capital markets desk to bring institutions to its spot exchange. Winklevoss Gemini backs new Bitcoin ETF application in Canada. Analysts are gloomy about Bitcoin's short-term price outlook right now. First mover, don't like $34,000 Bitcoin. Stellar, Litecoin yet to conquer old highs. Ledger adds Bitcoin bounty and new data security after hack. On January 14, here were the news. Crypto buyers face possible limitations on eToro this weekend. FinCEN extends comment period for controversial crypto wallet rule. Fireblocks rolls out staking rewards for ETH 2.0, Polkadot and Tezos. Bitcoin bounces as options market sees 20% chance of $50,000 at month's end. First mover, forget Facebook's stablecoin. Now it's $700 billion Bitcoin in the crosshairs. On January 15, here were the news. Ripple Tech to power new Malaysia-Bangladesh remittance corridor. EU Parliament receives petition seeking to establish Crypto Crime Victims Fund. Liquidators of South African Bitcoin Trading Club request greater probe powers. Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package proposal fails to stir Bitcoin market. Maha DAO's algorithmic value coin goes live on Ethereum. First mover, Biden's $1.9 trillion plan shows blue wave Bitcoiners saw coming. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.